Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for May 8th, 2023. The New York Mets lost to the Colorado Rockies for the second time in three games by a final score of 12-6, I believe was the score? 13-6. I'm sorry. How could I forget that one extra run after all the runs that came before it? Couple of things about this game. First of all, my friend, your friend, the master of the Churv, Joey Lucchese, did not go five innings, and so therefore left the bullpen to get the majority of the outs of the game, and that did not go so well. Specifically, Jimmy Yacobonis came in, and just as good as he has looked, he looked just abysmal in his time after he relieved Lucchese, who did not look great. He gave up three runs over four innings, but, you know, looked manageable. There was some sloppy play by the Mets. Daniel Vogelbach got thrown out in the bottom of the first. Not thrown out, tagged out for basically overrunning second base. It was dumb. It cost the Mets a little bit. But, you know, if they had scored another run or two there, would it really have mattered? I don't know. You know, Brett Beatty continued to look good in the about at the plate. But, you know, it's just, there is something not clicking with this team all over. And I mentioned yesterday that as of right now, it appears that we're about to get a more normal rotation going with a day off tomorrow and hope, or today as you're listening to this. And, you know, hopefully the starting pitching can work itself out a little bit. I really think that's the key to everything. If the pitchers can start going six, seven innings per start, or at least six innings per start, it'll put so much less strain on the bullpen, and there'll be less of these blowout games. I mean, the Mets scored six runs. That should be enough to win a game, but not when you give up 13 runs. I mean, let's try to find some positives here. Jeff Brigham looked okay. You know, Vogelbach had a home run. Brett Beatty keeps hitting. These are good things. But this is just such a frustrating team to be watching right now. They seem so much better than this. I was having a conversation with my friends Allison McKay and Thomas Henderson, both Homer and Applesauce podcasters, for something we're doing on our Patreon tomorrow morning. And before we started recording that episode, we were talking about the team in general. We were saying how the Mets are playing at like their 20th percentile outcome right now, whereas a team like the Baltimore Orioles are playing at their 90th percentile. And so, do I think the Mets are better than this? I absolutely do. However, there are plenty of teams that have played for, played down for most of the year and didn't, did not show all their potential. And the Mets are every day starting to look more and more like that team. That's not me being overly pessimistic. I think if anyone's listened to me or read my work over the last 8 years I've been doing it, they will know that I am not necessarily the most doom and gloom Mets fan, but this is just torture. I mean, they are just looking so, so poor right now. And I don't know what else to say. This blows. Anyway, it's an off day tomorrow, and thank goodness for that. Give the team and their fans a chance to relax, to recoup their energy, and to get ready for their next road trip. So we'll talk about that road trip a little bit more tomorrow. But for now, go to patreon.com/homerandapplesauce. There's a brand new bonus episode up about Matt Harvey. So enjoy that. Tomorrow, we're putting up our monthly playlist from one of our contributors. And so that's also a lot of fun. You can also follow me on Twitter at Brian Needs a Nap. And remember, until next time, no matter how bleak things look, let's go Mets.